Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! Hey! It's my song! Let's sing it!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Come on!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
You know the words!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
That's it! Sing!
It's gonna be fucking awesome!
Hey guys, Jesse Blaze Snyder here, the coolest geek alive, coming to you with another weekend coolest pick. I think a lot of people just like didn't give this movie a chance for one reason or another, or maybe even started it and didn't follow through, but it is worth your time, and it is The Lone Ranger that was released in 2013, directed by Gore Verbinski. Starring Johnny Depp in the role of Tonto, which perhaps he was miscast. I mean, there is an idea of chemistry amongst, creative partners. And Johnny and Gore Verbinski obviously had a good working relationship on the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, which are so great. I enjoy the second and the third one. That first trilogy, I think, is very cool. I like Gore Verbinski. He also he made a animated film with Johnny called Rango that's worth checking out. I'm gonna try to get a little closer to the mic here. Forgive me, I'm like a little bit off in my energy. I've occasionally dealt with like my back going out, and it was so weird. I didn't even like do anything to throw my back out. But while I was recording my shows on Wednesday, I threw my back out really badly. And usually it only lasts for like a little while, and then or I should say like the peak of the pain only lasts for a little while, and then like I can manage to get myself into a position or something, and it will die down. And this was not the case. For the very first time in my life, it was just like an open wound the whole time, and it's kind of been that way. I'm having to be like really careful and keeping myself straight. I was trapped in my bed the other night, and no fun, man. So feel free to care bear stare to me if you don't mind. But I'm here, and I'm queer, or something. And I'm doing the show anyway. So, is Johnny Depp miscast? Is he Native American? Well, I think he does a perfectly fine and honorable job of playing the part. There's been some arguments made as well that like the adaptation is dishonorable to the source material. I don't feel that it's dishonorable to the source material. I think the argument of, well, this is a young version of the Lone Ranger who's still like figuring it out, you know, kind of thing, is a reasonable one, because the foundational morality and general modus operandi of the Lone Ranger, of being a pure good in a dark world, it's so there. And honestly, that's the thing about this movie that I love. Like every time I watch the movie, I go, I'm so glad this movie exists. And it's such a bummer that not more people have watched it, because it's just morally, it's so wonderful, because it really does present a heinous and dark world, or at least a world that contains heinous and dark things. But within it is the pure light of Johnny Depp's Tonto, and even though Johnny Depp's Tonto isn't quite pure light, but he's lightness in humor and other ways, spiritual lightness. I'll talk about him in a minute because there's some interesting things about him, spiritually speaking. But the Lone Ranger character, he's, I forget the thing that he purports to be, but you know, he's just, he believes in the law and he's a righteous man, and he gets put through the ringer. Like, he really, it's the movie's literally sort of like about people kind of going, what? You're not going to kill the guy now? Like, now you're not mad enough now? Like, now, like, it hasn't gotten so bad that now you're going to let your passions override your morality? And he doesn't. And that's the, you know, the movie's core, and like, it's a little bit of a spoiler there, but like, I just say that there, this movie really has some heart. And I love that about the movie. Beyond its heart, it is beautiful in every regard. Just every character looks, I mean, even the ugly bad guys look beautifully ugly. And the scenes are beautiful, and the set pieces and like, you know, they have big slapsticky action scenes that are amazing, really well choreographed, well acted, gorgeous to look at. I mean, and there's a lot of really moving, and it's awesome. I mean, it's one major limiting thing I'll say is it takes a second to kind of get going. To some degree, based on some of the framework, it's got like this framework of Tonto talking to this little boy, and I don't know how beneficial Tonto's interactions with this little boy is framing the movie. I think you could kind of cut out all of that, and probably the movie would be much better if you framed it like a different way. But still, it's incredible. The music's fucking awesome. The score is amazing. The acting is amazing. All the bad guys who show up do a really... I mean, you hate them. Barry Pepper is one of the dudes. I want to say his name's Ron Wilson or something like that. Ray Winston from Batman. He was in the Batman franchise, the trilogy that Nolan did. I'm going to pull it up so I have some of these names, but, they are very slimy and, you know, you really want to hate them. And William Fichtner as Butch Cavendish, who's like the main slimiest of the bad guys, but they're all just, they all make you feel fucking yuck, man. There's some great little side performances, like guest appearance kind of characters. There's Helena Bonham Carter has a great bit as like, you know, kind of the ruler of the roost at like a harem. Trying to remember who else were some of my favorite little. There's a dude, Harry Treadaway plays one of the minions, Frank, who's really great. I mean, all the performances in the movie are really good. And, you know, most of them are a ton of little character actors or whatever else that you won't recognize. But there are some people here there that you may recognize from Deadwood and, you know, other shows here there. But, of course, the lead, who kind of gets a little sidelined, especially because of this framing storytelling device that they use of this old Tonto telling this little boy at a circus. It's weird. That's the one bit of the movie that like, I don't like. That's the one bit of the movie that I don't like. But, Armie Hammer is awesome as, John Reed. And I think really demonstrates through the character and through the story, just powerful righteousness. And we need more of that. You know, I talk about Superman. It's like such a shame for Superman or Star Trek not to be shown in this beautiful moral light that they're framed in, the stories that people like me love, because there's so few. There's so few really pure depictions of morality and light and goodness of that variety. I'm so sorry. My back, like just like talking and putting out like this much energy is a little hard on my back. Anyway, It won't be much longer. I can't take it any longer. No, we're going to talk about it a bit more. The world that is shown here is the world that always broke my heart. You know, the Native Americans were sitting often on resources that the American government or whoever else wanted. And there were many different ways that the natives were taken off their land, you know, often with trickery. But more often than not, it was, you know, terrible massacres of people. And it's shown here and also depicted in a lot of interesting and spiritual ways, because basically Tonto is this child who's like left after one of these terrible massacres for gold, for silver, and he gives the people information on where his family is. Like they ask him and they trade him for a watch or something like that. And he, you know, sort of is innocently not thinking anything bad of it. And they go and they kill his whole tribe and probably worse, and leave him the last surviving member of this tribe so that they could get, you know, onto the land or whatever it was. And I mean, really, for Tonto, it's this revenge story. At the same time, he's directed towards this goon, as far as he's concerned, this white knight who is so moral that he has multiple opportunities to kill the bad guy, and he doesn't, because that's not the right thing to do. And that's so interesting to me. You know, the spiritual, the spiritual law that is on display in this film is wonderful. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't necessarily believe in these kind of things or struggle to understand these sorts of things. But what I've come to understand as, I don't know, you know, it really, to call it my personal religion is misnoming it, because really it's just the science of the universe in actuality. You know, we think it's like something that we can prove out, but really science of the universe is conceptual, because everything is conceptual. The universe is made up of ideas. You know, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The idea for both. So there are, you know, a certain amount of things governing the universe. But essentially, it's all like math. It's all math and equations, almost, sort of one thing weighing against another, and things slowly transforming and balancing out back down to that zero. You know, the Big Bang happens, everything goes everywhere. But really, this happens on a mental level. So the Big Bang happens in the mind. The mind thinks everything that it can think, and then the mind executes. So we're living in an execution of one of the many things that the infinite mind has thought. And what that ultimately means beyond that is that there's another side of this. And so many different cultures, especially Native Americans, or at least for American audiences, I think we've come to understand this, they have been communing with this other side of things. The spirit of the birds is the idea of all form of all birds, you know, that do have a general form of two wings and a beak and, you know, three toes and blah, blah, blah. So Johnny Depp is in communion with this other side of things, and this other side of things is often guiding him, and well, the whole movie is guiding him in his actions. He's ultimately, often begrudgingly, listening to what these spirits tell him to do. Like there's a spirit of the horses, this majestic horse that comes, and he wants to leave the Lone Ranger behind, and the horse refuses. He's like, horse is like, take him, like that's the guy, like, you know. And Johnny keeps going, I think you guys are wrong, you know. I don't know about this guy, I don't think so. It was his brother. And I think he comes up with like a nickname for him that means wrong brother. What does that mean? It means wrong brother. Because the Lone Ranger's brother is like a real, you know, stand, and he gets killed at the beginning of the movie, really dramatic. And he's a good guy and a stand-up guy. And again, it's just the morality on display in this film, true good versus true evil. It's awesome. And it's really, really great to see it executed to its happy conclusion, as it's supposed to be. So this dance that Johnny's character, Tonto's in with the other side of things is awesome. And especially because it's really, it just displays so much truth. Getting into a little bit of spiritual conversation here, but I think in order to truly understand or truly appreciate what's on display in the film, you kind of got to understand a bit of the basis of some of these spiritual beliefs that I really have come to believe in myself, which is, you know, sort of being yourself and living intuitively and doing what you love. And when you are not blocked from being who you are and doing what you want to do, and are moving towards your love and using your intuition and not overly planning and overly thinking and overly worrying, but being in the moment and finding your way, like, you know, that's the answer, you know, flowing like water, not allowing anything to wreck you or block you, and just being in the now, in the moment. And when you are in the now and in the moment, you're essentially connected to the infinite possibilities of the multiverse, and can get, receive, however you want to think of it or perceive it, of miracles, you know, literal sort of miracles in a moment of, you know, I jumped out of the moving vehicle because it was going to crash, and my friend jumped out as well. I jumped out and I survived, not a scratch on me. My friend jumped out, somehow they got really badly hurt, or they got killed. You know, like there are people in the military who have had to jump out of helicopters for low distance, you know, and have gotten tangled in trees and survived, and others who've gotten impaled by branches and died. You know, there's a one in a million, and there are statistically, if you go and you do the math of some various stories that you hear of things that happen, I mean, it's just impossible how many people have survived falling out of an airplane, you know, when the parachute didn't open. You know, the fact that there's anybody is insane. And there's more than just a single person. There's stories, oh, he broke his legs, but they're alive. And like just crazy stories. How did that one in a million whatever happen? And so much of the magic and success of Tonto and the Lone Ranger are that the force is with them. And a lot of that force is with them very consciously. You see through Johnny Depp's character of Tonto, you know, he is using the force. The force is perpetually pointing him in the direction of this Lone Ranger idiot that he doesn't want to have to deal with, because he, you know, he really wants revenge on these guys who killed all of his people. And, you know, and this other guy's like, you know, too moral. He's not going to do what needs to be done. Well, the demonstration of this, I am one with the force and the force is with me, which you also see in that fabulous, it's the one Disney Star Wars movie thing I love, Star Wars Rogue One. You know, I forget that character's name. You know, who's walking through the battle, the blind would-be Jedi. I am the force and the force is with me. You know, and, you know, you imagine or can imagine that there he is in a concert with the force. He is in a concert with the infinity, and he is stepping in time with divine timing to live in that multiverse where somehow he took all the right steps and he made it to press the button. And real adepts of this would say that if he had believed that he would also get back and survive this encounter, then he would have been able to do that as well. And even deeper than that, that all of the people within that thing, if they didn't go into the situation thinking that they were all going to die, they weren't going to make it out of this alive, that they would have. That if you believe that you are one with the Force and the Force is with you, that it is. And it's only sort of our belief that we somehow are apart from that divine infinite thing that is causing us any trouble. And I mean, this is some real high level spiritual knowledge. This is, you know, I study this stuff and this is legit, like what I am trying to do and be every day, you know, be an intuitive person who gets up and lives my genuine life and from love and without fear and always looking up and being grateful and, you know, just trying to get the best out of everything and live in the now. And it's not always easy. It's often rather difficult. And this movie, the juxtaposition of the difficulty, I mean, you know, Tonto's whole family, if not his family, his whole tribe is massacred by these people for greed. You know, it's heinous. And, you know, the Lone Ranger's brother is killed disrespectfully and heinously at the beginning of the movie, and there's just terrible deception going on and things on display that are just so dishonorable and terrible. And to see true light and true goodness, you know, at least of a variety of the action film variety, stand up to what's going on as close to the right way as you can possibly get. It's just, it's damn beautiful. It's really beautiful. I beg you all out there to give this movie another chance. You know, if it went by and you hadn't given it a shot, I was bummed out to see that it's not available on Disney Plus right now, but you can rent it for like $4 on YouTube. And on Amazon, you can buy it for $20, which is totally worth buying. It's something that you're going to watch and you're going to be like, oh man, have you seen Lone Ranger, when like friends come over and like you're going to put it on? Because it's so fucking good. This came out around the same time as John Carter. Both these movies bomb for different reasons. There's a lot of different sort of like prejudgment, I think, of this film and with its budget and all this stuff. But it's awesome. It's awesome. It is an awesome movie. I cannot recommend it to you all higher. It's damn quality, and you will not be upset that you took the time to check it out. Yeah. Anyway, if you're a music fan like me, I do a music show every Monday night called All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I was a little bit late this week. I did an episode on Kid Rock. I think it finally came out yesterday or something like that. Like I said, it's been a rough week. Hopefully I will be back to my normal self next Wednesday. And, you know, if you want to email me, you can write me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. And you can say, Care Bear Stare, Jesse. I appreciate it. Oh, my God. I really like this. This is hard. This is really hard to do. Bringing it in for a landing. Anyway, I love you guys for listening. You know that. I can't wait to talk to you guys again about more awesome stuff on another fucking awesome episode of The Coolest Geek Alive. And of course, join us next Saturday for another Coolest Pick. I don't know what I'm doing, but I think next Saturday is our 100th episode, so we're gonna do something cool. Anyway, I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace out. You've been listening to Coolest Geek Alive with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent geek culture content. Thanks for listening. It's my favorite part! Fucking awesome. And grind some time.
gonna be fucking awesome.
Talking some shit.
It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Living the shit.
My voice
gonna be fucking awesome. Food in our mouth.
Fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. It's gotta be fucking awesome. Just wait. You'll see. You'll all see.
You'll all see.
The Podcast Playground.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.